Hello, I'm Doreen Shields, clinical hypnotherapist. When listening to this recording, be sure to only listen to it at night, when you are safe, and when no one and nothing will disturb you. At the end of this recording, you will be given suggestions to fall into a restful sleep. If you are under a doctor's care, you should always consult your physician before using this recording. Never play this recording in a moving vehicle. Thank you. And enjoy. Close your eyes and take a deep, full breath and then exhale all the way to the bottom of your lungs, all out. Now once again, a deep breath in and let it all out. One more time, a deep breath and hold it in. And you filled your lungs, keeping your eyes closed. Now exhale completely and allow yourself to begin to relax more and more. I want you to imagine now that all your tension, all your tightness, all your fears and worries are draining away from the top of your head. Let it drain down through your face, down through your neck, through your shoulders, through your chest, your waist, your hips, your thighs, down through your knees, your calves, your ankles, your feet, and out your toes. All your tension, all your tightness, all your worries and fears are draining away now from the very tips of your toes, and you're relaxing more and more. Focus your attention now on your toes and allow your toes to relax completely. Each toe is loose and heavy. Now let this relaxation flow into your feet, into your ankles, your calves, your knees. Feel it flowing into your thighs, and into your hips, into your waist, flowing up into your chest now. Feel your breathing easier and deeper and more regular and more relaxed. Now let the deep, relaxed feeling go into your shoulders and down your arms, into your upper arms, your forearms, into your hands and fingers, flowing back into your forearms, your upper arms, your shoulders, flowing into your neck, over your face, your chin, your cheeks, even your ears are relaxed, even your ears are relaxed. Feel it flowing into your eyes and your eyelids now. Your eyelids are heavy and smooth, flowing up into your eyebrows and over your forehead, over the top of your head, down the back of your head, down the back of your neck. A new heaviness is starting now at the top of your head, twice as heavy as before, twice as heavy. Imagine a heavy weight on the very top of your head. It's soft and relaxed and heavy. Feel the heavy relaxation flowing down into your face and eyelids. Down through your neck, your shoulders, flowing down through your chest, your waist, your hips, your thighs, your knees, into your calves, your ankles, your feet, and your toes. Deeply relaxed, loose and limp, and comfortable from the very top of your head to the very tips of your toes. I want you to imagine now that you have a valve on the very top of your head. A large unbreakable balloon is attached to the valve. balloon isn't inflated. In a few moments, I'm going to ask you to open the valve so all the negative garbage in your mind, body, and spirit can escape into the balloon and fill it up. A strong pressure starting at the soles of your feet will force all the negative garbage up into the balloon. And I want you to reach up and open the valve on the top of your head completely. Open it all the way. Very good. Now imagine a powerful pressure in the soles of your feet. Allow this powerful pressure to begin to move upwards through your feet and ankles, forcing ahead of it all the negative garbage. The garbage is forced upward into the balloon. See the balloon begin to fill up. The pressure moves firmly up into your calves, your knees, your thighs, and your hips. Garbage pours rapidly upward into the balloon, and the balloon gets fuller and fuller. The pressure continues upward into your waist and chest, pushing ahead of it all the negative energies. The balloon gets bigger. The pressure continues pressing upward through your shoulders, neck, your face, right to the top of your head. Forcing every bit of negative garbage and energy out of your entire mind, body, and spirit, and into the balloon. See the balloon full of the black, nasty, negative garbage it used to be in you. Now reach up and close the valve so the negative mess in the balloon can never ever come back down into you. Now reach up and tie the neck of the balloon tightly with an unbreakable cord. Tie it tightly shut. Now pull the balloon off the valve so the balloon is free to float upwards forever into space where it can never return to Earth. Watch the balloon float higher and higher until it is out of sight. Because the balloon is unbreakable, the negative load it contains can never be released to ever harm anyone. Feel how relieved and peaceful you are now, that you are rid of all that unpleasant negative load. You are free from it from now on, and you're happy about that. I want you to imagine now that you're looking at a blackboard. On the blackboard, imagine a circle. Into the circle, we're going to place the letters of the alphabet in reverse order. And with each letter, after you place it into the circle, we will erase it then from inside the circle and allow yourself to relax more and more deeply. Picture the blackboard now. Picture the circle. Into the circle, put the letter Z. Now erase the Z from inside the circle and go deeper. Put Y into the circle and erase it and go deeper. X and erase it and go deeper still. W and erase it. V and erase it. U and erase it. T, erase it. S and erase it. R and erase it. Q and erase it. P, erase it. O and erase it. N and erase it. erase it. H, and erase it. G, and erase it. F, erase it. Erase the circle and forget about the blackboard. Just go on relaxing more and more deeply. Feel yourself sinking deeper and deeper. Your mind, body drifting deeper and deeper into relaxation and deeper with each breath. As you breathe in, imagine that you're breathing in a pure, clean, odorless anesthesia. The anesthesia is flowing all throughout your body now. Feel its warm, numb, tingling feeling. And the more you breathe in, the more you want to breathe in. And you allow your breathing to become even deeper now, bringing in more and more of this peaceful, relaxing, tranquil feeling. From now on until the end of this session, you allow yourself to relax more and more completely with each breath you take. I want you to imagine now that you're looking at a clear blue summer sky. In the sky is a sky-riding airplane. It's writing your first name in fluffy, white, cloud-like letters. See your name floating, fluffy, white, and cloud-like. In a clear blue sky. Now let your name dissolve away. Let the winds just blow your name away into the blue. Forget about your name. Forget you even have a name. Names are not important. Just go on listening to my voice and allowing yourself to relax more deeply. Picture yourself sitting on a large rock outcropping by the ocean with the sea about 20 feet below. Notice the roar as the ocean rushes in and hits the rocks below you. Smell the salt air as the wind gushes against your face. Notice the contrast between your rocks and the beach. Notice the seagulls in the sky above. Watch them dive for their dinner in the sea below. Listen to their chatter as they return to the sky. Notice the other birds around you. They show their appreciation for life in their smooth and gliding happy song. Look behind you. You see a trail to your beach. Walk down that trail to your beach below. The smooth path seems to indicate how many people have climbed down from your rock before you. These ageless rocks seem to reassure you of the beauty of life, and how being in harmony with nature seems to give you grace. The stones and the rocks seem to make a slight set of natural stairs about halfway down. Now back to the sloping trail. The sand is warming up and is so inviting. The warm sun feels good. You take off your shoes. You leave them here on the sand where you can get them when you return. Now finish your walk to the beach barefooted. Feel the warm sand squish up between your toes. Feel the warm breeze as you reach the beach. You're on wet sand now. Feel its cool firmness under your feet. Notice how differently the sand feels compared to the warm, dry sand you were on just moments ago. Look at the majestic expanse of the ocean in front of you. It stretches as far as you can see. A gentle wave comes ashore and rushes past your feet. Feel how it tugs at you as it recedes back into the ocean. The ocean is the infinite sea of never-ending life and consciousness. Wade out into the water a short distance to where the water comes to your knees. The sea of which you are a part contains all the power you will ever need. Feel the power coming from the ocean floor up through your feet and legs, bringing with it love and a zest for life. Bring it with it courage and faith. Stand there and allow this priceless gift from the sea to fill your entire body. Flowing up through your legs, into the trunk of your body, flowing into your neck and head. You're filled from the sea of consciousness and life. You feel vibrant with love for life and for all. A powerful peace settles over you. Courage has filled every facet of your being. You know you can handle anything in a sensible and beneficial manner. You fear nothing at all. You have no fear, and this is so. Tremendous faith rushes through you. There is no room for doubt. You have no doubts. You have received faith, courage, power, and a zest for life from this infinite source of goodness. I walk back to the beach to where an occasional wave washes past your ankles. Bend down and write in the wet sand with your finger this message: I love. Now under your I love message, write the names of all those special people you wish to send love. Be sure to include your own name. I'll stop talking for a moment while you write the names. If you have not yet written your own name, do so quickly now. That wave from the sea of consciousness washes up over your message and past your ankles. The wave recedes, washing the beach clean. Your love message has been carried into the sea of universal consciousness, where it has become reality. Bend down and write in the wet sand once more. This time write, I forgive, followed by your own name first, and then the names of all whom you believe have wronged you in some way. I will give you time now to do this. At the end of your list, write these words, and all others. Now another wave from the sea of infinite consciousness washes over your message and past your ankles. When the wave retreats to the sea, it takes with it your message of forgiveness, which has now become reality. You have now purged yourself of guilt, blame, and animosity. You have filled your life with love, courage, faith, and zest. You are in balance and harmony with all. You're now ready to serve with integrity and success. Now stand up and face the sea of life once again. Turn your head to the right and look up the beach. That is the direction of the past. That is the direction of the past. There is an open door, a short distance from you in that direction. Now turn your head around to the left and look up the beach in that direction. That is the direction of the future. There is a closed door a short distance from you in that direction. Now look back toward the sea of life and consciousness. The breeze from the ocean brings you the awareness of what you must now do. You must close the door to the past and open the door to the future. So turn to your right now and walk to the open door of the past. The door has a big sign on it that reads the past. There is a key hanging on the nail on the door jamb. Take the key into your hand. Take one brief look through the open doorway. You see all the mistakes, grief, and wasted energies that once were part of your life. Now pull the door firmly shut and lock it with the key. Now turn and throw the key far out into the sea, never to be recovered. You have closed and locked the door on all negative aspects of your past. Never again will you need to look through that door. What occurred beyond that door is over forever. It is not you now in this present moment. If you ever decide to go through the door to your past in order to regress into past life experiences, you will be able to do so with no problem. What you have just done now in locking the door to the past is to prevent all negative aspects of the past from invading your present and influencing your present life in any negative way. Now turn around and walk up the beach to the closed door of the future. As you approach the door, you notice a sign on the door that says the future. There's a golden key hanging from the door jamb. Take the key into your hand and unlock the door. Open the door wide and look through. You see yourself as you really want to be and as you are now becoming. You see brightness and light. You see success and harmony. Take a few moments to get a brief glimpse of your future. You have now opened the door to your future, to new hope, to new achievement and understanding, to a new you. Feel good about yourself. Now walk back toward where you left your shoes. Pick up that seashell you see lying in the sand just ahead of you, and put it to your ear and listen to the message from the shell. Turn and look at the sea. Turn and look at the sea once more and say goodbye. It is time to return to put your shoes on. Go back up the stairs of life to the top of the rock. You have the love and excitement of life drawn up from you, drawn up for you from the sea within you now. Say a special thanks to those people who have been thoughtful to you as your sea fades from view. You've just experienced an altered state of consciousness that put you into balance, mentally and spiritually. You've been given a valuable tool to use to enrich your life. Use it every day and design your life the way you wish it to be. At this moment, you're making a commitment to yourself, a commitment to keep yourself free of all negative aspects. All negative aspects of life, and to make your entire life a positive, happy, and fulfilling experience. The choice is yours alone to do or not to do, for you are in control. You are in control now. And whatever you choose to do, you can do. Whatever you set your own mind to achieve, you can and will achieve it. You will be completely successful. You will continue to be successful, and you enjoy your success. And you enjoy being the positive, worthwhile person you really want to be more and more every day. The next time you hear my voice, you allow yourself to relax 10 times more deeply relaxed than you are right now. And the suggestions I give you then will go 10 times deeper into every level of mind. The next time you hear my voice, you allow yourself to relax more deeply relaxed than you are right now. Now as you take a deep breath in, you exhale and relax. You drift off into a peaceful sleep. And in the morning, you'll awaken, feeling refreshed, alert, and ready for an amazing day. Drift off to sleep now. Drift off to sleep.